You're listening to CITR. All right, yeah, it's CITR. All right, I wasn't checking the song there, and I was like, oh, I think it's over. Nope. All right, my name is Anita B., and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This that you heard just there was Champion Lawnmower. I always want to call them Championship Lawnmower, but it's, and I even typed it in as Championship Lawnmower. Champion Lawnmower. Now, I believe they got their name from a store on Kingsway, near Fraser-ish. Maybe that store is called Championship Lawnmower. I'm not sure, but for some reason that's in my head. Anyways, they are a four-piece out of Vancouver. Luna, I know, is one of the members, and in terms of the rest of them, I don't know. I don't know. I just seem to remember that. But yeah. All right. I'm here until 8, playing you some Canadian music. You know, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to continue playing another song from a local Canadian band, so Vancouver. This band is called Dumb. And now, by the way, I wanted to play Champion Lawnmower's song, Lime Crisis of 2014, because I quite remember that, Lime Crisis. It was a big deal for me because I'm quite into lime. And I'm telling you that because it got me a little bit hungry. And then the song I just accidentally played was called, what did I say it was called? I typed it in. No, it wasn't Lime Crisis. Hold on one second. Let me go back. We heard the song called Maybe Spread Butter. I think that's what it was called. And now we're heading on over into the band Dumb, and we're going to hear Roast Beef. So lots of food, guys. Lots of food. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you except keep listening. And this is a local band, Dumb, and the song Roast Beef. Whoops, wait a second. Yeah, let's see. There we go. My show, by the way, is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So that's how that works. And McConan comes on at 8, with his show Mix Cassette. Super cool guys and good stuff, so stay tuned. All right, here we are. This is Dom on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Time. Put it.
Don't you love that song? I do. That is a band from the 80s. They were formed in 1980, and they were around, I guess, until the early 90s, and they're called The Flirts, and the song is called Jukebox, Don't Put Another Dime. It's from their record called 10 Cents a Dance. Now, those guys, really, I totally missed them. I was probably too young, but I really like that song. It's just so disco rad, right? So they're from New York. They're a trio of three girls. And they were created by this guy named Bobby Orlando, who wrote the songs. He full on, like, he was pretty much part of the band, but he was behind the scenes, if you will. They released six records from 1982 to 92. Isn't that crazy? Six records. And here's where it gets even wackier. The Flirts are still performing live, at least if you go to their website. So I don't know when they released this, but pretty fascinating stuff. Yeah, I don't know. So there you go. Before that, we heard Shimmering Stars. Those guys are out of Vancouver. We heard the song Deregelment, Deregelement, and there's some accents in there. I don't know. I'm not good with the French. The record that is on was from 2014, and it's Bedrooms of the Nation. And then in there before that, we heard the local band Dumb with the song Roast Beef from their record Seeing Green. My name is Anita B, and yeah. I am here with you all until 8. What do we have next? All right, let's take a look. We got, we've got some Viewmaster. Viewmaster is awesome. This is one of John Johnston's bands. He's out of Vancouver, he's a local guy. He's also in the band Slow Learners and another band whose name right now escapes me. But let's listen to Viewmaster. This was released just over a year ago, so August of 2017. And I really like this song, Bridge and Tunnel. So let's take a listen to that. And what else do I have coming up? I don't know. Just a lot of fun stuff. A lot of Canadian. A lot of very specifically Canadian music tonight. I'm making an effort. So here we go. This is Viewmaster on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CITR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
That she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says, when answering the phone, what country shall I say is calling from across the world? Stephanie says that she wants to know why it is, though she's the door, she can't be the one. Stephanie says, but doesn't hang up the phone. What seashell sea is calling from across the world, but she's not afraid to die. The people all call her Alaska, between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. They're asking, is it such an icy feeling? It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
Listening to the tragic sweet song of Tom Cotton on the Martin Lane. My name Scowl, wind to raise hearts near dumbly on gas, start going feeling kind of falling so loud.
Looking at my love is blind. legacy of kings. The hidden rage of the soiled boot, the memory of life.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never,
you will understand
how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
You're amazed
that they exist,
and they burn so bright
while you can only wonder.
Rent a flat above a shop, cut your hair, get a job, smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You never do.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never
fail like common people.
You'll never
watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink
and screw.
Cause there's nothing else to do.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was good old William Shatner with the song Common People, which is a Pulp cover. Isn't that awesome? That's from his 2004 record, Has Been. I love that song. He's out of Montreal, you know. William Shatner is Canadian, and I don't know how old he is now, but he just kind of always looks perpetually 65. I don't know. The time is 7:10. Oh, let's see what's going on with the weather. But maybe I will tell you first what we listened to. We heard the song Lover Lover from The Makers, who I adore. Those guys are out of Spokane, so Eastern Washington, where it's quite dry. I went on a trip there like a year and a half ago. Something like that. Yeah, went on a road trip. And The Makers were famous for being like on Estrus Records. I feel like they had a release on Sub Pop. Those guys, I saw them down in Seattle back in the day, back in the late 90s. I had the record Psychopathia Sexualis. Yeah, that's a good one. So crazy awesome shows. So yeah, I miss The Makers. I'm sure they're not around anymore. Actually, let me just Google them. The Makers. Let's see what Wikipedia says. Are they you know, not a past tense? Oh, they are around. Well, it says right here, they are a garage rock band from Spokane, formed in 91. And I was right, the release is on Estrus, Sub Pop. Oh, and yeah, of course, I can't forget. They are currently, it says here, on Kill Rock Stars. Kill Rock Stars, that's very cool. Of course, out of Olympia. But their last release was in 05. So this could be very dated, I'm not sure. But God forbid they're still around. I'd be thrilled to see them. I don't know. Anyways. William Shatner and The Makers. Okay, before that, we heard The Velvet Underground. You can find that song we heard, which is called Stephanie Says, on a few... It's been released a few times, at least. One of the ways is on the 2001 Royal Tenenbaums compilation. You can find it there, or you can find it on the 85 record called VU. And VU is like outtakes and the stuff that the Velvet Underground never released previously. And 85 is interesting because it was actually recorded in 68, that song Stephanie Says. It was recorded in 68, never released until 85 eventually. And then it was rewritten or packaged as the song Caroline Says. Caroline Says 1 and 2. Even though it's fairly different. So there you go. That's the history from that song, Stephanie Says. Viewmaster. I love that song so much. Bridge and Tunnel. That is local genius, I like to think. John Johnston. He is just such a great writer. He is at the helm of the band Viewmaster there. All right. It's 7:13. And as I mentioned, weather. Let's see what's going on with our weather. I kind of almost don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. But I guess let's see. I don't know. I feel like we've been in a tunnel of rain and dank and dark. And, you know. All right. Let's see. Will we come out the other end of the tunnel? I don't know. Today is Wednesday, of course. Today is already the 28th. I don't know how that happened, but November the 28th. That's crazy. So tomorrow, Thursday, is a mix of sun and clouds. A high of 9. There you go. Friday, cloudy with showers. So that's a dark day. And 7. Now the weekend. Oh, look at that. Yay. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so starting Saturday, and according to this 7-day forecast, starting Saturday all the way into Wednesday, it's forecasting to be sunny. So Saturday, Sunday, highs of 7, 6, Monday, 5, 4, and then Wednesday, 5. So there you go. I am thrilled. That will make me happy. There we go. What do we have next? Ooh, we've got some Temptations. I'm going to Motown. That's what's happening. We're going to hear some Motown stuff. What do I want to play us here? Oh, I don't know. Papa Was a Rolling Stone is a good one. I've just been wanting to hear some Temptations. Maybe I'm Losing You. That's a good one. Yeah, we'll hear that one. So there you go. We're going to be listening to The Temptations. And before we do, though, I'm just going to tell you that my name is Anita B. And stay tuned all the way to me until 8. And then, of course, McConan comes on with his show, Mixed Cassette. And that's about all. Here we go. Obviously from Motown, this is The Temptations with the song I'm Losing You. Oh, this isn't going to work. Okay. Whoa. Jeez. Okay. We're not going to hear that. Sorry. That was a really bad version. You know what? I'm going to come back with some Temptations in a minute. That was not good. Okay. So let's see what else I have on my list, Anita. What am I? Oh, let's listen to... Oh, I got a good one. This was coming up next. Okay. This is so good. This is a song that I, back in the day when I was with my old band, Clover Honey, really, really wanted to cover, and we never got around to it. I think they agreed that they wanted to cover it, actually, but for whatever reason we never got around to it. Such a great song. I love the key change. Anyways, this is Frank Black, woo, with the song Headache, from his Teenager of the Year record.
Thank you. Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Mama just hold her head and say,
say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, well.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is from the 2014 release, which is pretty rad. It's called, it's the Dirt Bombs. It's a split release with the Dirt Bombs and King Khan and His Shrines. Such two killer bands. Love them so much. King Khan and His Shrines are from Montreal. And the Dirt Bombs are from Detroit. The name of that record is called Billiards at 9:30. And the song we heard is Phantoms in a Lesser Crystalline Sphere. And that is released on Sounds of Subterranea. That's the name of the label. Sounds of Subterranea. All right. So it's got 12 songs. Half, of course, are from King Khan and the Shrines. And it's weird. They list it as, I know them as King Khan and the Shrines, but the record here on the cover is listed as King Khan and His Shrines, but then the songs are credited and whatever. Anyways, 6 are from the Dirt Bombs and 6 are from the other band. All right. Anyways, before the Dirt Bombs, we heard another Motown band. We heard the Temptations with maybe the most killer bass line ever. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Recorded at Motown Studios, which is Hitsville, USA, of course. Studio A. That's where that one was recorded. And apparently there was, now you can, that was the single version, which was 6 and some odd minutes. You can find the album version, which is close to 12 minutes. And apparently the band itself, there was some issue, there was some conflict during recording because they didn't like the extended, like 3.5 minute intro, instrumental intro, and they wanted to focus more on the vocals. So apparently there was some issues there. But anyways, all right. Before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band Sore Points. Those guys are making quite a splash on the scene. They're touring a lot. Good for them. We heard the song Death of You. And the name of the record is just called ST. So obviously S/T. Self-titled. There we go. It's 7:34. And let's move on and hear some more music. We're going to go to one of my more favorite records. I love this record. It's a good one to go jogging to. I love running. Oh, somebody's calling me. I love running to the Riverdales. They're so awesome. So we're going to hear something from the record Tarantula that was released back in 2010. And I'll get that phone in a second. we're going to hear Time Chaser. So, yeah. Well, hold on a sec. All right. Here we go. Let's try this. Like the only time I ever get a phone call, basically, and I'm on air. Okay, whatever. So here we are. This is the Riverdales on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I did wrong.
Why? 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 strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was Wolf Parade from 2005. It was a Sub Pop release. Apologies to the Queen Mary. I've just been such a crazy busy lady. Anyways, the name of that song was Shine a Light. Yeah, I'm a teacher and I'm just like in the midst of an onslaught of work. It's called report card writing. Report card. It's report card time, folks. And by Friday at 4, I need to have everything done. So I'm still marking a whole whack of stuff. And it's like, oh, whatever. Okay. So I don't know why I'm telling you that. This is like, boom. My brain's just like just exploded for a second. But the music's helping. The music always sort of centers me, if that makes sense. Yeah. All right, Wolf Raid. Before that, we heard something from the Philadelphia band, Beach Sling. I really like those guys. From their 2016 record, A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings, we heard the song Spin the Dial. Very, very cool. Now, those guys have a pretty storied past. I'm like reading up on them, and it's pretty interesting. So, for example, they had a show in Salt Lake City in April of 2016 where they apparently broke up on stage and a guitar was slammed down and somebody walked off stage. And then a month later, the drummer was kicked out of the band and then blah, blah, blah. It's like pretty dramatic, kind of exciting. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of sort of replacement people and this and that. A lot of members shifting around or leaving or joining. Anyways. Okay. That was Beach Sling. Before that, we heard something from the now defunct band Fun 100, who morphed into the band The Beelines. Now, Fun 100 were out of Abbotsford, and we heard the song Dad's in the Van from their record Hit It and Quit. Those guys are pretty young when Fun 100 started. They're pretty funny. I know a couple of them. I play baseball with one of them, as a matter of fact. But anyways, yeah, that's that. So the time is 7:51, which means we have 9 more minutes avec moi, which is when McConan comes in with his show, Mixed Cassette. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Then I get to motor on home, and I'm just so tired. And this weather doesn't help. It's so dark, and it's so rainy, and it's so November. It's so late November, but whatever. Summer will come. Spring shall come. Okay, what do I have next for us? What do I have next for us? Am I prepared? Am I good? Oh my goodness, what do I have? Yeah, no, I'm good. I've got, what do I have here? Did it go away? I've got the Stooges. That's what I've got. We've got the Stooges. What song do I have? What's wrong with me? Okay, hold on one second here. Oh my goodness, what do I have? I was going to play, the song 1969. That's right. Okay, 1969 is the song I am playing. I'm so confused. Okay. I've just really have not stopped working. Like all day, I've been marking 10th grade social studies exams, like tests on World War I. And what else have I been doing? Marking, all right, geography tests on like plate tectonics and whatever. And I feel like I'm just like this automaton. I'm just like, oh. And now when I have to think for myself, I'm like, what? Okay, we're good. So this is what we're going to be doing as I ramble and bamble or bramble and, oh, God. We're going to hear the Stooges with the song 1969. This is from their record, self-titled. It was released in 1969. Yeah, go figure. All right. Yeah, let's do this. The station is CITR. And let's make sure that's not on. Yeah, 101.9 FM Vancouver. I sound so special and not in a good way. Okay, this is from Detroit, The Stooges. Now last year I was 21.
I'll say oh my and a boo-hoo. And now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, isn't 1969 okay? Well, across the USA. It's 1969. It's 1969. It's 1969, baby. It's 1969, baby.
Are you considering a master's degree? Launch your career with a master's in digital media. It's co-offered by UBC, SFU, Emily Carr, and BCIT. And you get to work with the industry to learn essential collaboration, leadership, and teamwork skills while building digital media products. Learn more about this at an online webinar on December 6th. For more information, visit thecdm.ca. That is thecdm.ca.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
And that's all, folks. It is 7:58. Makonnen is just stepping into the studio, and it's been a nice night with you all. There could be nobody listening to me, or there could be, imagine, like 11 people. That's all good. I do it for myself. I do it because I just love music. So I will be back in 2 weeks, 6:30 until 8, with my show Sam Squanch's Hideaway, every second Wednesday, of course. And yeah. keep on rocking in the free world, I guess. I don't know. Is that a Nardwar saying? Did I just steal Nardwar saying? No, what does he say? He says doot, doodaloot, doot. Okay. Okay, anyways, I'm going to stop talking and just say thank you. And here we go. Let's listen to something before McConan comes on. All right? And enjoy. McConan's here till 9, right? Cool. All right.